please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about men. Are you ready? Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well. But you know who's not doing well? Children. Yes, we have all these lovely women. They're doing all this fucking shit. Yeah, why are women attacking fucking children? Is it the same reason why fucking people from India are raping women? Is because they can't attack anything stronger, so that's why they're attacking children? Oh yes, women, what the fuck's wrong with you? You see, the future is female. This is the shit that you get. Enjoy! Yes, friends, here's this clip of a bitch that can't take accountability. She hit this dude's car and she's trying to run away. Yeah, she has a nice little body on her. So yeah, she should just suck this guy's dick and all will be forgiven. Just saying, but let's play the clip.
You need to get out of the vehicle and do what's right.
Oh, this chick reminds me of some bitch I used to fuck. Her name was Lisa. I'm sure she's still around or not, but yeah, she was half white and half Hispanic. She looked white. She had blonde hair and green eyes and all that shit. She looked a lot like this bitch. Oh, and she was stupid too. Yeah, one time I was talking to her on the fucking phone and she was driving her stupid little red Beetle whatever, and she drops her phone. And you know what she does? She goes down to pick it up while driving. And guess what happens? Yes, there was a car in front of her and she fucking rear ends it. Stupid ass bitch. Damn, she had big titties though. Yep, well, it is what it is. So let's continue. Look at this lady. She has no fucking accountability. Where's her man? Oh, she doesn't have one. She'd rather get her fucking holes filled by all these fucking random people. I'm sure she's fucking niggers too. So fucking stupid. Yes, if this bitch actually had someone in her life to control her, she wouldn't be doing this. Yeah, now you know why in some countries women can't drive? They don't give them license? It's because of this shit. Just saying.
This is a hit and run. Hit and run. Hit my car.
Yes, friends, you see this bullshit? She's still trying to fucking run away. Now you know why women don't deserve no fucking rights? They kill fucking kids, they fucking do fucking crimes all over the fucking place. But because I'm just a girl! She thinks she could do whatever the fuck she wants and there is no consequence. No, this bitch needs to be under a tight fucking leash. Yes, you should be chained next to the fucking kitchen, fucking making sandwiches and babies. That's what you're good for. Just know your role. Do that. And do it well, and do it with a smile. Just saying.
Double felony!
Holy shit, you did a double felony. Now you're going to super jail. Yes, you dumb bitch. You want to get out of fucking not going to jail? Well, you could always get out of the car and suck this guy's dick. Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, I'll be happy with that. I'll deal with a fucking broken fender. Damn, but that'll be fucking on my fucking waifu, Cammy. Damn, tough call. Nah, I'd rather keep my car. Fuck this bitch. She's going to jail. Fuck you. Enjoy.
Get out of the vehicle. This is the last.
Gee, you know, she has her window open. You could just grab her by the hair and just pluck her out of there. Yeah. Grab her, you stick in your fucking trunk of your car, and you drive off home. Yeah, take her home. Yeah, she fucked up your car, so you get to keep her. Eh, why not, right? Hey, she did something stupid, she needs to do some work. Just saying.
Chance!
Yes, what a stupid bitch. She's just panicking. It's not like anyone died. Yeah, you just got your car fucking smashed a little bit. Yeah, just go fucking exchange fucking insurance and whatever and then you go home. This chick is being fucking crazy and unfucking reasonable. I wonder why. I wonder. Oh, I'm sure she does this shit more than once, so let's find out, right? Oh, let me assume, this car is your grandmother's car, and you fucked up her car, and that's why is the reason why you're panicking. Well, gee, if you drive away just like that, your fucking grandma's gonna be watching the car all fucking smashed. She's gonna be going, what the fuck is this shit? Yeah, so either way, you're gonna have to fucking say something, so no, bitch, you're not gonna escape. Too bad, so sad, better luck next time. Next.
I thought it was you when I pulled over.
What the fuck? Are you saying that you thought it was this guy's fault that you got in a fucking accident? What the fuck? Okay, that's why you're running away, huh? Stupid bitch. You see how they fucking try to blame the nearest fucking man? Oh no, it's not my fault, it's him! And you're just walking down the street and you're going, what? What the fuck? Yeah, that's pretty much what happens, man. Yes, now you know why fucking women can't have no fucking rights. They do shit like this. Yeah, they just need to be in the kitchen making sandwiches and babies. That's all you're good for. Not really, but eh, that's just the fucking fate you fuck been given to, so enjoy! Oh, I guess this chick has fucking x-ray vision. She could see through fucking plastic, huh? You stupid fucking bitch. You're so fucking stupid. But let's watch, right, friends? Well, lady, the only thing that I understand is that you're fucking stupid and you have no accountability. Yeah, you'd rather run away than deal with fucking shit. Oh yeah, you're gonna make your life fucking miserable. Enjoy!
Can you move your car, please, sir? You need to get out of the vehicle and do what's right.
Aw, poor baby. Look at her. She's so worried. Look at her little face. Aw, where's your parents? Aw, you need an adult. What a stupid bitch. You see? They're nothing but giant children. Look how they're acting. And you want to give women fucking all these cash and prizes so they could do more fucking bullshit? Are you fucking stupid yourself? No. Repeal the 19th. Get rid of all of their fucking rights. All of them. And then little by little, maybe we'll give them rights here and there. Maybe. But let's continue.
You need to get out of the vehicle. I have video documentation. Where are the police?
Oh, this dude is fucking stupid. He thinks cops are there to fucking help you. When the fuck do cops help you? In other words, no, those motherfuckers are just there just to fuck your shit up. Yeah, unless you're a fucking woman or a fucking minority, yeah, you're going to jail. Yeah, I bet they're gonna arrest this dude fucking for the shit that she did. Because that's the world that we live in. Enjoy!
Are you kidding me? You almost hit me!
Yeah, this guy's fucking stupid. Apparently he doesn't know when people are fucking panicking, they have that fight or flight fucking reflex. And that's what this bitch is doing. Yeah, if he's not careful, he's gonna get killed. So yeah, this guy is fucking kinda stupid in his own part, but whatever, right? Let's continue. Yes, friends. Fucking social media did all kinds of shit, right? Now you get to see everybody's Down syndrome. Yeah, before you couldn't because nobody had a camera in their pocket. Now, everybody's a fucking reporter and you get to see everyone's stupidity and all their glory. Yes, I have a clip of a dude explaining female evil with men evil. So let's watch that shit, right?
Look, we all know this is a fact of life, a fact of reality. That in any discourse about crime and criminality, particularly mothers and murder, you see male evil just is. But female evil must be explained or excused. It's just...
Well, that's simple, guy. It's because men are a human doing. Yeah, we make shit happen. Yeah, we don't like it, we're gonna force it to fucking change. Women, they don't. They fucking manipulate. They do things covertly. Yeah, they can't just fucking go out and stab you in the chest. They have to do all this fucking weird contraption. Yeah, like fucking the game Mousetrap. They gotta fail this fucking, build this fucking machine just to get you. That's how women do things. They're methodical because they don't have the strength to do it themselves, so they gotta trick other people to do it for them. Shocker, right?
Sperm versus eggs. Women are more high value in the reproductive hierarchy than men. We're more disposable.
Yes, men are disposable. That is true. But you also gotta remember that everything was built by men, and women think that they could fucking push us to a fucking corner and we're gonna do whatever they want because of power pussy. No, pussy can't feel your belly. You need a fucking people to do stuff to make things grow and create stuff. If women can't create shit, just fucking babies, Well, guess what? Sooner or later, men are getting tired of it. And that's where we're at right now. Men are getting tired of this shit. And you're telling women, fuck you. Yeah, there's so much bullshit you get to do until it doesn't work no more. So, enjoy!
So we just have to make excuses for them. The problem is, of course, that when they want equality, we have to deny them excuses, at which point a lot of women get mad.
Guess what? Women are fucking giant children and they'll do some fucked up things. And because they fucking have brains or shit and they have all this power in the fucking fingertips, they do some fucked up shit. Look at this right here. It has been submitted by some anonymous person. It says, my wife fought tooth and claw to get my dog in the divorce. Ooh, that's not good. My dog that had been with me for 10 years even before I knew my wife. Yeah, it belonged to this guy before her. I don't know how she fucking got it, but it is what it is. I couldn't understand why she wanted him so badly. Because she wanted to hurt you, guy, that's why. Because she never really liked the dog. It's because you like the dog, that's why. The day after winning him, uh-oh, she got him put down. Yeah, that's what she wanted. She wanted to hurt you. She wanted to maximize the pain. That's how fucked up women are. When they love you, they'll give you fucking all the fucking world. They give you all this love and attention. But when they fucking hate you, oh fuck, they want to destroy you. They want to turn you into shit. Yeah, they want to make you obsolete so nobody else will have you. It's so fucking disgusting the way that women are. But you guys want these bitches. You see? You see? This is why women deserve no fucking rights. You need to control them because they do shit like this. If you don't, they will make the world turn into shit like it is now. So what are you going to do, friends? Huh? I don't know. I got ideas, but let's continue. Yeah, friends, here's another one. It says a 22-year-old North Dakota mother allegedly slit the throats of her three young children after telling their father, say goodbye to your kids. Fun times, friends. Fun times indeed. Yes, friends, if you let these chicks do this kind of shit, they will. And guess what? You're fucking stupid because you want to fuck them. Enjoy. Yes, friends, women are fucking worthless. They can't do nothing right. Yes, this chick is a cop and is trying to arrest a fucking dude or whatever. And fucking look, the car's fucking encroaching on her. Fucking stupid. Yes, and you want to give women all these cash and prizes? For what? So they could fuck up the world?
Girl, thought
you had a partner. Stop being stupid. Women can do nothing right. All they do is fuck shit up. And because of feelings, we gotta put up with their shit. No, friends, you gotta be fucking smart. Take all their rights away, because if we don't, they're gonna fuck shit up. So I'll talk to you guys later, because I got shit to do. I have to go to work, because fucking shit doesn't get fixed for me. So, yeah, if you're a man, you gotta fucking clean things up. It is what it is. So I'll talk to you guys later, and you be the awesome person that I know you are. Goodbye.
And what's the point of living in New York City in your 20s if you're not going to have the best days ever? So let's have the best Saturday ever.
And this is my formal petition to remind everyone to start living life that way. This Saturday has been perfect, and I feel like I've been structuring my Saturdays this way, so let me bring you along with me. Every single Saturday morning, without fail, my boyfriend and I go for a run with Club Athletics. And the past 3 weeks of runs have been even better because it's been Summer Streets. I'm pretty sure this is the last one, but I recruited some of my friends to join. Alana's in town from Charleston for like literally 5 minutes, and I said, you have to come to Run Club. I brought Izzy, and we just decided to have a fun morning out of it. We ran 2 miles to meet up with Run Club and then another 6 miles to get up to Central Park. I'm not kidding. This run flew by because I was just catching up and chatting with my friends the entire time. Starting your Saturday morning with movement is the recipe to have the best rest of the day. Then it was time to come home, get showered, do a full everything shower, do my hair, get ready because at this point it's only like 10:30 a.m. You have the full day ahead of you when you do an early morning run, and then it's time to get ready for brunch with one of your best friends. That is step two on how to have the best Saturday ever. Oh, full everything shower, full glam, new cute outfit. It was one of those days where it's like the universe is actually on our side with everything. The weather being perfect, my friends being able to make it everywhere. Not only that, I got to Cafe Mod, which if you know, is usually pretty busy on a weekend. I got an outdoor table within 15 minutes of waiting. Look how gorgeous this was. Danielle came, we caught up. We actually had a glass of wine because why the hell not? And you want to have a glass of wine with lunch, have a glass of wine with lunch. And on to the next part of the day. Step three, I think we're on, is going shopping. Whether you're window shopping, whether you're actually shopping, we bopped around the Lower East Side to look at some vintage shops. And while I'm not always the pro vintage shopper, I don't really like have that skill at all. I did find this vintage dress that I was obsessed with and did have to get it, even though it's hot pink. I know, that's crazy. Today also just kind of felt like an episode of Friends because I was with Danielle all day for lunch, and then we stopped at her apartment. We hung out while she got ready for our night, and then she came with me back downtown to my apartment while I got ready. We absolutely could have separated and gotten ready separately, but why would we do that? That's no fun. So she laid on the couch editing while I was fully getting changed, did the hair and makeup. I did decide to wear my new dress. I'm not gonna lie, I was feeling really nervous and insecure because it is way out of my comfort zone, but it was cute and fun. We made a little pre-getting ready drink before meeting back up with Izzy for a girls' dinner at Oresh. This is really just what solidified this being actually the perfect Saturday ever. Oresh is incredible. They have the best martinis. We ended up actually taking a tour of the kitchen. I don't know how that happened. We closed the restaurant down. We did not realize, but we looked around at one point and we're like, oh, everyone's gone. And we have been sitting here for 4 hours chatting. And then Danielle was like, well, we are really close to Soho Grand, so how can we not go? One thing about Danielle is she's gonna make sure everyone has a great time. Then it was like midnight, maybe 1 a.m. It was time to go home. I said hello to Pina, washed my face, called it a night. I'm just so grateful for days like these in New York City. This is your reminder to go have some fun today.